Mention House Bill 7069 to a school administrator or teacher, and more often as not, you'll get a dirty look. At least 14 county school boards have filed two constitutional challenges to the law, contending in part that it undermines local control of public schools.
It's not going away very fast, and it won't be. The school boards say, you know, they've got a constitutional right to run these schools, and the state is just going too far.
Jim Saunders is executive editor of the News Service of Florida. One of the main sticking points, according to him, involves charter schools, a school that receives government funding but operates independently of the public school system in which it's located.
One of the elements of this bill requires school boards to share local property tax money with charter schools. And these school boards say, you know, the state can't force us to spend our local property tax money on charter schools.
Filed in Leon County Circuit Court, the challenges focus on issues such as part of the law involving another case filed by the school boards directly to the Florida Supreme Court. The justices said last month that that case's first destination should be circuit court. And Saunders adds that these cases are in their relatively early stages.
This was pushed by House Speaker Richard Corcoran, who is a very big proponent of school choice. And a lot of school choice proponents like what's in this bill.
Between the $100 increase that we did during the special session, between this piece of legislation that we're signing today, it is the greatest pro-family, pro-parent, pro-teacher session that we've had maybe in the history of the state of Florida.
House Bill 7069 also provides $419 million for schools. Santa Rosa County Superintendent Tim Rosdick says there's much more in the bill that he doesn't like than what he does like. He calls the law an onerous overstep in the local education and unconstitutional.
It's taking away rights of local school boards to operate their school system the way the elected public has asked them to do. And it's almost arrogant. We're going to do this. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. We really don't care if it's good for education.
Rather than supporting public education, Rosdick believes the motives behind HB 7069 are far more about economic opportunities through private charter schools. He adds it's also leading to modern-day school segregation.
And what we're seeing in public schools, especially in Florida, is that you're creating a dual system of have and have-nots, and I do not believe that's healthy for public schools.
Among the 14 county school districts named as plaintiffs, only Bay County is in the panhandle. For the most part, local districts are taking a wait-and-see posture, including Escambia County, where Malcolm Thomas is superintendent.
Let's see if there's going to be a legislative fix. If there is no legislative fix, then I think the only remedy may be to join the lawsuit. I hope there is some appetite to take those pieces of 7069 that really did great damage to our public schools to fix that without having to take someone to court.
I don't expect to see that, primarily because Speaker Corcoran is still in office and will be throughout this year's legislative session.
Once again, Jim Saunders at the News Service of Florida.
He is the biggest supporter of this bill. If somebody did propose changes or seek to make changes, he could block that, and I think he would. One of his issues that he is focused on for the legislative sessions is a bill that would further expand school choice.
That expansion would be through a tax credit scholarship program, which is similar to school vouchers. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.